live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, serious concerns have been raised over delays in initiating the long-awaited micro redress scheme. A decision to fill the late councillor Manus Kelly's seat on Donegal County Council has been deferred. A Donegal County Councillor says residents in the Twin Towns are living in fear due to a recent spate of break-ins. And a government fund to support the seafood sector through a new marketing scheme has been dismissed as a smokescreen by a Donegal TD. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news, Donegal County Council has said today that it is being proactive in trying to move the long-awaited micro redress scheme forward. However, the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says ultimately it is department officials who hold the purse strings. The government announced €20 million for the scheme in May, with questions now being asked what progress has been made to date and whether this figure will be increased further in Budget 2020. Councillor Marshall McDermott says the pace of progress is alarming.
The micro redress committee here, and the council hasn't been set up yet, and I'm glad we've got confirmation today that that will happen within the next week or so. But really, really big concerns at the minute of the timeline that this is taking, and I think it's got to a point now where people are back to the same point. People's hopes were built up a few months ago. They thought, yeah, finally something is happening, but it seems to be deja vu. We're back to where we are. There seems to be no progress, and it's very, very concerning with the fact that we're just coming into another winter and people's homes are crumbling down around them.
The council's hands are effectively tied on this one until, I suppose, the department officials give the green light on it, really.
That's one of the most important points, and I was saying that on there this morning, that this is not the council's remit to start the scheme or get the scheme moving. It's a completely with the department, and the council can't do anything until the department comes and says, this is the terms of reference of the scheme, this is how the scheme's going to work, this is the way it's going to work, this is how money's going to be paid out. Then the council can start putting people in place and start to administer the scheme, which will be done through the council, but it's only an administration process. All the decisions, all the funding that's going to be sent to people's homes, to fix people's homes, has to be done through the department. And that is the what's happening at the moment. And it's very, very clear that the department are not ready to start their scheme. We're 8 days away from a budget. There's €20 million announced last year. Is that €20 million going to be carried forward to next year? How much is going to be on this year's budget? There's a lot of unanswered questions at the minute, and I feel that we're at a point where we really need to sit down with whoever is going to make these decisions and see what is happening for the people of Donegal.
A decision to fill the late Councillor Manus Kelly's seat on Donegal County Council has been deferred. Councillor Kelly was fatally injured while participating in the Jill Donegal International Rally in June, just 4 weeks after being elected to Donegal County Council in the Letterkenny Municipal District. Today in Lifford, Councillor Kieran Brogan proposed to defer filling the vacancy. It was seconded by Councillor Liam Blaney. DUP leader Arlene Foster has said that her party would look at a time-limited backstop. The proposal would put a deadline on the backstop arrangement required by the EU to avoid a hard border in Ireland. DUP MP Geoffrey Donaldson says the details of a time-limited backstop would need to be clearly defined.
What we're anxious to avoid, and I think the reason why Parliament on three occasions rejected the withdrawal agreement because it included the backstop, was because of the indefinite nature of that backstop. So we're clear that we wouldn't be supporting something that was indefinite in nature. There would have to be a very clear time frame within which that arrangement would operate.
Meanwhile, British opposition party leaders have met in Westminster for more talks on how to stop a no-deal Brexit. There's concern Boris Johnson might not follow a new law forcing him to ask Brussels for an extension if he fails to get a withdrawal agreement approved by Parliament in time. The government insists the UK will be leaving the EU on the 31st of October regardless, but Green Party MP Caroline Lucas says they'll keep fighting.
I think what we're likely to see is MPs doing their very best to do our job to hold this Prime Minister to account. More efforts to get hold of more documents. Some of the documents on prorogation, on the documents around no deal, not all of those have been released.
A Donegal County Councillor says residents in the Twin Towns are living in fear due to a recent spate of break-ins. Homes in both Ballybuffet and Stranorder were targeted last week while elderly residents were at Mass. It's reported that one man has been arrested in connection with the incident. But Councillor Patrick McGowan says people are feeling unsafe in their homes. He says while Gardaí are doing their utmost, they are doing their job with a severe lack of resources, and that must be addressed.
There's a sense of panic out there, and there's a sense of fear. That's from the people who haven't been broken in yet. I couldn't describe what it's like in the houses that haven't been broken into. These people are left with life sentences and nobody cares about them. It's all about the prisoner. Obviously we have reports coming out now, somebody's been apprehended, you know, but the guards are doing their best. They're putting their life on the line. They're going out at night. They don't know what they're going up against, organised crime or anything else. Little or no protection. One or two of them going out, haven't even a patrol car, using their own cars, and it's just simply not good enough. So this is allowed to drag on and drag on. Definitely, there's a sense of panic and a sense of fear out there. We need more Gardaí on the ground.
Now, there does seem to be a pattern, particularly the two break-ins that happened in Ballybuffet and Stranorler, where both residents were out at Mass. I mean, it's just a bit much, I suppose, maybe from your point of view, that people are possibly too scared to even go outside the front door now, particularly during Mass times.
People have been telling us a long time ago they dread, they want their evenings coming in, they're all, everybody's ringing, looking to get these street lights outside their house, anything at all to protection. But people do tell you they get in at night, once the dark comes down now, they get in now, they're prisoners on their own. It's lock up time for the older and people left on their own. And now you can't even go out, and at 6 o'clock Mass starts getting dark now, and by the time you come back and see your dark houses, or somebody prowling around the back or what, you know, it's absolutely awful. And there's not a sense of that we're being looked after or the security. You don't see guards out there. You just don't see them. I told the closing down all these Gardaí stations that there'd be extra patrol cars going out. I've never seen patrol cars, never. It's once in a blue moon.
A government fund to support the seafood sector through a new marketing scheme has been dismissed as a smokescreen by a Donegal TD. Earlier, Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher called for measures to be included in the budget to support the seafood and fisheries sector, particularly in light of the possibility that the Irish fleet will be denied access to UK waters after October the 31st. Agriculture and Marine Minister Michael Creed today announced the Seafood Scaling a New Market Development Scheme, co-funded by the Government of Ireland and the European Union. However, Deputy Gallagher says such a scheme is no good if there is no produce to market.
After the 31st of October, we would be in a serious situation because the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said that we wouldn't be allowed to fish in Scottish waters and we'd be losing 60% of our mackerel quota and 40% of our nephrops, the prawns. An absolute disaster. When I issued my statement, I'm thinking of the sector that will be at such a loss. Now, the Minister's statement, I certainly welcome any support for the sector, but it's about marketing. Marketing what? It'll take much too long, and he hasn't spelt out what fish he'd be marketing. It doesn't make sense to me, and I would describe it as just as a smokescreen and bluster and spin to tick a box that they're doing something when we table parliamentary questions. But I'm anxious to know what they're doing to assist the sector and what efforts have been made to ensure a continuation of our quota in the UK waters.
There's been a perception over many years that in EU negotiations and as agriculture is prioritised, fisheries becomes at times the rock of sacrifice upon which the agriculture sector benefits. Are you getting a sense of deja vu here?
I have never disagreed with that. I've said it down throughout the years, both in the Dáil and in Europe. But I believe now is the time for the government to do everything possible to assist the sector.
A County Cavan priest has appealed to parishioners to report any information they have about attacks on Quinn executives to the relevant authorities. Father Oliver O'Reilly from Ballyconnell says people in the locality know who was behind a brutal assault on Kevin Lunny 2 weeks ago. The attack on Mr. Lunny is one of a series of members of the senior management team at Quinn Industrial Holdings. Father O'Reilly says a lot of people have information which could be of assistance to Gardaí and the PSNI, and he called on them to come forward.
People would have a knowledge of some of them. I would even know some of them. I'm not exactly sure, but I would have a fair idea. Because there has been, I think, look, I'm not sure, 70 or 80 incidents over the last 5 years.
724 medically fit patients are stuck in hospital beds across the country because they can't be safely discharged. They're waiting for proper step-down supports. Latest figures show 18 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital. Sarah Jane Tobin reports.
Overcrowding in hospitals across the country hit an all-time high in recent months, with 746 delayed discharges at one point waiting for the appropriate support to be in place before they left hospital. According to today's Herald, the problem has eased slightly with the release of more nursing home places in the last fortnight. 724 delayed discharges are in hospitals now across the country. Included in that list are 76 patients in Beaumont Hospital, 64 in St James's Hospital and 41 in the Mater Hospital. It's also an issue outside Dublin, with another 29 patients occupying beds at Cork University Hospital, 22 in Limerick and 21 in Waterford. Authorities say the pressure of the A&D trolley crisis will escalate over the winter. Hospitals will be in dire need of extra beds.
A local councillor says the nightly use of illegal fireworks in the Long Lane area of Letterkenny is seriously inconveniencing local residents who are said to be at their wits' end. The problem has become particularly bad over the past week, with reports that in some cases young people are launching the fireworks at passing cars and close to where people are walking. Gardaí have been notified and asked to carry out increased patrols. Local councillor Jerry McMonagall is appealing to those behind the incidents to stop, but says there's also an onus on parents to know where their children are.
Particularly worrying for the elderly residents in the area, but there's reports that the young people involved are throwing them at the car, passing cars, and that people walking, and that's the elderly condemned, as someone could get badly injured here. I would make an appeal to the young people involved, you know, to desist from this type of activity. As you say, fireworks are illegal, and anyone who is caught in possession of them is liable to be prosecuted. So I would ask the young people to think again and indeed call on parents to know where their children are and make sure that they haven't got access to fireworks.
Because what we have been hearing is that residents in the Long Lane area of Letterkenny are really at the end of their tether at this point with the issue. Is it time maybe for the Gardaí to step in here?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Gardaí are always patrolling the area, and I would ask, yes, that they keep a special eye out for this type of activity. I believe it's been brought to their attention. And as you say, we're 3 weeks out of Halloween, and, you know, I'd like to think that there's not an hour, 3 weeks of fireworks exploding every night, not alone here, just in a Long Lane, but in any area of the town. And there's all aspect of these fireworks exploding too, is the problems they cause for pets and, you know, cats and dogs, etc. And, you know, it's frightening them as well. And we just ask the young people to desist again and to think what they're doing to their local community.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games, and the semi-finals of the Donegal Senior Football Championship have been fixed as a double-header for Sunday the 6th of October in McCool Park. St Eunan's and Naoimh Connell will clash in the first game in Ballybuffet at 1:30. That's followed by the winners of the Dr. McQuire Cup for the past 2 years, holders Gwydor, and 2017 victors Kilcare. They go to battle at 3:30. Here's Brenton Kilcoyne, who's a four-time championship winner in the county.
At the end of the day, you have the four top-seeded teams in the county in the semi-finals, so you're going to get two cracking matches anyway, and you're going to get two top teams in the final, irrespective of which of them four teams come through. So, listen, while people might have been looking for the Gaelic Kilcare final, they're obviously not going to get that now. You're going to have one of Naoimh Owen and Naoimh Connell in the final against one of Gaelic Kilcare. Brilliant stuff.
Moving on to rugby, and Scotland picked up a potentially crucial bonus point in Ireland's Pool A of the World Cup today. Gregor Townsend's side benefited from a pair of second-half penalty tries to secure a 34-0 win over Samoa and Kobe. Samoa are the first team to be held scoreless at this year's tournament. It's also the first time they've ever failed to score in a World Cup game. Well, conditions were sweltering under the dome in Kobe today. Ireland, they play Russia there on Thursday as they look to recover from a disappointing loss to Japan. CJ Stander wasn't blaming the humidity for Saturday's performance.
It wasn't that bad on the weekend. It was a bit more in the Scotland game. So, I can't talk for the rest of the tournament. So, I think we prepared well for it in our pre-season, and I think everyone looked well what we need to do and how we can best prepare for the immunity. But it's not really a factor. It's something that is probably in the back of a few people's minds, but it's not a big factor for me anyway.
Moving on to soccer, and Republic of Ireland defender Richard Keogh could be out until December next year after injuring himself in a car accident. Scans have confirmed the Derby captain damaged two of his knee ligaments in the collision that saw two of his teammates charged with drink driving. Keogh, who's in his final 18 months of his contract, could therefore be sidelined for as long as 15 months. On the pitch tonight, Manchester United will be looking to recover from last week's defeat at West Ham when they welcome Arsenal to Old Trafford in the Premier League. 17-year-old Mason Greenwood's expected to start for the hosts, who are without the injured pair of Marcus Rashford and Anthony Martial. Kickoff tonight at Old Trafford is 8 o'clock. And FIFA has ruled that Cardiff must pay Nantes €6 million of a transfer fee for the late Emiliano Sala. The Argentine was killed in a plane crash days after completing a €17 million transfer to Cardiff, but Cardiff had refused to pay the full fee as they contended he was not a registered player with them before his tragic passing. Elsewhere, Northern Ireland international Gareth McAulay has retired from football. The 39-year-old made over 200 appearances for West Brom and was released by Rangers at the end of last season. McAulay scored 9 goals in 80 games for Northern Ireland. And West Ham, they've been dealt a major injury blow after confirming that number one goalkeeper Lukas Fabianski will be out of action for at least 2 months. The Pole tore his hip muscle while playing in their 2-2 draw at Bournemouth on Saturday and was substituted in the 34th minute. Roberto Jimenez will replace Fabianski in the team, having signed for the club on a free transfer in May. And Derry City and St Patrick's Athletic in the SSE Electricity League Premier Division has been rescheduled. Due to international call-ups for Derry City, the fixture was originally scheduled for Friday, October the 11th. It has been rescheduled for Tuesday, October the 22nd, with a kick-off at 7:45 at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. In athletics, Phil Healy has missed out on a place in the semi-finals of the women's 200 metres at the World Athletics Championships in Doha. The Bandon sprinter clocked a time of 23.56 seconds as she placed 5th in her heat. However, Healy's time wasn't good enough to qualify as one of the 6 fastest losers. Elsewhere, this evening, medals will be decided in the men's 800 metres and women's 3,000 metres steeplechase. Finally, for this evening, there's just a few changes coming up on our schedule this week for Highland Radio Sport. The GAA programme on Wednesday evening will now be broadcast at the earlier time of 7:25. And on Thursday evening, we have a brand new sports programme called The Score. It'll be starting after the 7 o'clock news. Jeremy Doherty will be looking at the week's sporting stories and any big games coming up over the weekend. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, 70 jobs are to be created by the Derry-based technology firm Meta Compliance following confirmation this morning of a £4.5 million expansion plan. The company, which provides software solutions and e-learning content on the dangers of cyber attack, is looking to grow its business into new markets in the US and Europe. The expansion is being backed by InvestNI, which is providing £695,000 of support towards job creation and market development. A recent report from Real Estate Alliance claims that the average housing price in Donegal has risen for the first time since 2017 in the past 3 months. With more, here's Daniel Brennan.
Real Estate Alliance say that the average price of a 3-bedroom semi-detached house in Donegal has risen by 4.2% in the last 3 months, up to €99,000. Some of the larger increases in the county were seen in Milford, where there was a 5.2% price rise, as well as Bundoran, which saw an average increase of 3.1%. According to REA, the price increase is being influenced by the lack of housing supply compared to demand, as well as housing prices still not reaching the level of construction costs, meaning consumers are more likely to fight it out on the open market compared to building their own home.
Ireland has a new political party. Rise was set up after TD Paul Murphy split with the Socialist Party. Rise will operate on a socialist platform and work with other groups like People Before Profit and Solidarity. TD Paul Murphy says despite that, his new party will be distinct from others on the far left.
We're happy to cooperate with People for Profit, just like we're happy to cooperate with Solidarity and the Socialist Party, and I think we will quite effectively. But I think there are important differences still that justify the existence of our distinct grouping and this distinct strategy and tactics that we're putting forward and wanted to test out in action.
Glasslough has been named Ireland's tidiest town for 2019. Donegal has been recognised in a number of categories, with Letterkenny awarded tidiest town in the county and Buncrana Tidy Towns Initiative being named All-Ireland Pollinator Award winner. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In Donegal, Buncrana receives a gold medal in Category E, Letterkenny a gold medal in Category C. Bronze medal awards have gone to Glenties and Carrigart in Category B and Raphoe in Category C. In the county awards, Letterkenny is named as Donegal's tidiest town, Buncrana second and highly commended, Glenties third and commended. Letchamec Award takes the Endeavour Award, with Donegal Town highly commended in the Waters and Communities Award for the West and North West. Elsewhere, Dunlow has been confirmed national winner of the Urban Challenge Award for Architectural Services to the value of €5,000. The Buncrana Tidy Towns Initiative has been crowned All-Ireland Pollinator Plan Local Authority Pollinator Award winners. Dunlow Tidy Towns Riverwalk and Raphoe Tidy Towns are runners-up in the Sustainable Development Award category, while Letterkenny Tidy Towns wins the National Count Award and Carrigart is the National Gaeltacht Award winner.
The Greyhound community is said to be furious at a decision to suspend tourism promotion of racing. In a statement, the Irish Greyhound Board says nearly 30,000 people from overseas attended Greyhound meetings here last year. It says the organisation has engaged with both Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland in recent days over issues relating to the care and welfare of greyhounds. CEO of the Irish Greyhound Board, Gerard Dolledge, says attracting visitors from overseas is important for the sector.
The tourism market is a very important market for us. Last year we would have had, at our best estimate, just under 30,000 foreign visitors. They like the night out, they like entertainment, they enjoy it. It is obviously an economic benefit to us. It tends to be in the summer period when our tracks can be that bit quieter because the domestic market are either on holidays or engaged in other activities.
Weather now, clouds will continue to increase from the south, accompanied by outbreaks of rain early this evening. Outbreaks of rain in most areas with some heavy bursts in parts, with lowest temperatures of 8 or 9 degrees in moderate to fresh northeasterly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal County Council has said today that it is being proactive in trying to move the long-awaited MICA redress scheme forward. However, the Cathaoirleach of the Innisfil Municipal District says ultimately it is department officials who hold the purse strings. A decision to fill the late Councillor Manus Kelly's seat on Donegal County Council has been deferred. Councillor Kelly was fatally injured while participating in the Jill Donegal International Rally in June, just 4 weeks after being elected to Donegal County Council in the Letterkenny Municipal District. A government fund to support the seafood sector through a new marketing scheme has been dismissed as a smokescreen by a Donegal TD. Earlier, Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher called for measures to be included in the budget to support the seafood and fisheries sector, particularly in light of the possibility that the Irish fleet will be denied access to UK waters after October the 31st. And a Donegal County Councillor says residents in the Twin Towns are living in fear due to a recent spate of break-ins. Homes in both Ballybofey and Stranorla were targeted last week while elderly residents were at mass. It's reported that one man has been arrested in connection with the incidents. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, September the 30th. The death has occurred of Mary Ose Baird, Castlebar, County Mayo, formerly of Dernachally, Carrigans and Per Ose's Sandy Cove, County Dublin. Remains reposing at her home at 7 Pontoon Drive, Castlebar, tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Funeral and service of Thanksgiving on Wednesday afternoon in Top Boyne Church, Churchtown, Carrigans, County Donegal at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society and Mayo Hospice Palliative Care.
The death has occurred of Brady, Doherty, Gortfad, Clonmany, Ne McGee, Sledren, Boncrana. Remains leaving the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest Mountaintop this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her late residence. Fiona from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Oratory at Ballyliffin, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Church Cemetery, Clonmany. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Alan Thomas Campbell, Iona House, 19 Derry Road, Strabane, and formerly of Glen Road, Strabane. Remains reposing at his brother Gavin Campbell's home, 68 Cullmore Road, Derry, from 12 noon tomorrow. Fiona leaving his brother's home on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Mary Wilson, Nay O'Donnell, Glen Kieran, Glen McQuinn, Letterkenny, and formerly Risky Manor Cunningham. Mary's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest Mountaintop today until 6 o'clock, leaving there at 6:15, going to St Junan's Cathedral to repose overnight. Fiona Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, followed by private cremation. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Surgical One, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of William Houston, Mina Grave, Ballybofey. His remains are reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.